I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The recent high-profile cyber-hacking events against the giant JBS Meatpacking Corporation and Colonial Pipeline have raised levels of urgency with agriculture officials across the Southeast and nationwide. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told a Senate hearing the agriculture industry is indeed vulnerable to cyber-hacking, but there is work being done to shore up defenses.
The first order of business, I think, is to make sure that everyone in the food industry and food business understands the steps that they need to take to harden their systems. We're going to convene food groups to essentially make sure they understand and appreciate precisely what is required. Secondly, we'll be more than happy to cooperate with any legal investigation.
Vilsack said, due to the concentration of the meatpacking industry, one attack can cause widespread and devastating impacts on the food supply chain. He said the USDA is going to come up with a very creative way to significantly expand processing capacity in the U.S. A group believed to be the Reveal cyber gang hit several JBS servers supporting North American and Australian IT systems over Memorial Day weekend. And according to ThreatPost, experts believe the attack on JBS could have had a ripple effect and could have had downstream effect on the food supply chain. The company paid $11 million to regain control of its systems. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.